This recording, Wales 3, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's the story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a pale yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with Goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut round the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Come on, come on," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis almost immediately. She remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Is that the finish?
Yeah.
That's nothing to read.
So where were you born?
Treharris in South Wales, a mining village. And I lived there, went to school until I was just turned 14. And then I went to London in service. And I've been away from Wales since I was 14. I was in London for a long time in private service. Then I went to work in a ladies' club as a waitress in the dining room. And then from then on, I went into... with a friend of mine, went to Reading to a biscuit factory, Peake Freen's biscuit factory in Reading, packing biscuits for the forces. And then I went back to London and went to, where was it, Clacton for a holiday and met my husband and got married.